Welcome, my friends. Today I have something truly special for you. Something I have created just for you, not only to improve your English listening skills, but also to give you knowledge that will stay with you forever. This is not just a story. It is a journey into one of the greatest mysteries of human history. Today, we are going to talk about something so unbelievable, so fascinating, that even the most brilliant scientists still cannot fully explain it. Imagine this. You are standing in the middle of a vast desert. The golden sands stretch endlessly in every direction. The hot wind blows against your face, carrying the whispers of an ancient civilization. And in front of you stands something so massive, so perfect, that you cannot believe your eyes. A structure that has stood here for more than 4,500 years, watching the rise and fall of empires, surviving storms, wars, and time itself. Yes, my friends, I am talking about the Great Pyramid of Giza. It is not just a building, it is a mystery, one that has puzzled scientists, archaeologists, and historians for centuries. How was it built? How did ancient people, without any modern technology, lift millions of massive stones and place them with such perfection? Why did they build it? And is there something hidden inside that we still don't know? This is just the beginning. Stay with me until the end, because what you are about to hear will change the way you see history forever. Let's go back in time. 4,500 years ago, to the land of the pharaohs. In ancient Egypt, there was a king. A king so powerful that people did not just see him as a ruler. They believed he was a living god. His name was Khufu, also known as Cheops. And he wanted something that no other king had ever had before. A monument that would last for eternity. But this wouldn't be just any monument. It had to be the biggest, the strongest, the most perfect structure ever built by human hands. Something so grand that people thousands of years later would still look at it and wonder how it was even possible. And so he ordered the construction of what we now know as the Great Pyramid of Giza. It was an impossible challenge. Think about it. There were no trucks, no cranes, no modern tools. The pyramid was built using 2.3 million blocks of stone, each stone weighing between 2.5 to 15 tons, as heavy as two elephants. The total weight of the pyramid was 6.5 million tons. Its height was 146.6 meters, 481 feet, as tall as a 50-story building. And yet, every single stone was placed with mathematical precision, so perfect that even today, with all our modern technology, we cannot easily replicate it. But wait, here's where the mystery gets even deeper. This entire pyramid was built in just 20 years. Now let's do some simple calculations. 2.3 million stones were used. The pyramid took 20 years to build. That means the workers had to place a stone every 2 to 3 minutes, day and night, nonstop, for 20 years. How did they lift such massive stones so high without cranes? How did they transport tons of heavy stone across the desert without modern vehicles? And most importantly, why? Before we explore these questions, let's talk about the people who built it. Many people believe that the pyramids were built by slaves, forced to work day and night. But this is not true. Archaeologists have found clear evidence that the workers were actually skilled laborers, engineers, and craftsmen. They were not treated like slaves. In fact, they were given good food, shelter, and even medical care. They lived in well-organized worker villages near the pyramid. These workers were respected because they were building something that would make their civilization immortal. But even with thousands of skilled workers, The question remains, how did they build the pyramid? This is where the greatest theories and the greatest mysteries begin. Over the years, scientists and engineers have tried to explain how the ancient Egyptians moved and lifted these giant stones. Here are some of the most famous theories. 1. The ramp theory. Did they build giant ramps? One of the most common theories is that they built huge ramps made of mud bricks and limestone to drag the stones to higher levels. Workers could have pulled the stones up these ramps using wooden sleds and ropes. They even poured water on the sand to reduce friction and make the sleds move more easily. This sounds reasonable, but there's a problem. If these ramps existed, they would have to be even bigger than the pyramid itself. And yet, no solid evidence of these ramps has ever been found. So, could there be another explanation? 2. The internal spiral ramp theory. A secret inside? Another idea is that the ramps were built inside the pyramid itself, like a spiral staircase. Instead of using external ramps, the workers could have created hidden tunnels inside the pyramid to transport the stones upwards. This would explain why we don't see any remains of large ramps today. But again, there is no physical proof that these tunnels exist. 3. The water transport theory. Did they float the stones? Some experts believe that the ancient Egyptians used water canals to move the stones. The Nile River was much closer to the pyramids in ancient times. They could have used boats to float the massive stones closer to the construction site. This might explain how the stones were transported, but it still doesn't explain how they were lifted so high. And now, the biggest question of all, why were they built? The official explanation is that the Great Pyramid was built as a tomb for Pharaoh Khufu. Inside the pyramid, there is a king's chamber where his body was supposed to be placed. But something doesn't make sense. What if I told you that the Great Pyramid is not just an empty structure? That there are hidden chambers, strange tunnels, unexplained discoveries, and secrets that scientists still cannot understand. When you look at the Great Pyramid from the outside, it looks like a solid, massive structure made of stone. But inside, it is far more mysterious. There are three main chambers inside the pyramid: the King's Chamber, the Queen's Chamber, the subterranean chamber. But the real mystery is not just these rooms. It's the hidden passages, secret tunnels, and strange doorways that lead to nowhere. At the heart of the Great Pyramid lies the King's Chamber, a dark, silent room made entirely of red granite, a stone so hard that even modern tools struggle to cut it. And inside this room, there is just one object, a gigantic empty stone sarcophagus. This is where Pharaoh Khufu was supposed to be buried. But when the chamber was opened for the first time in modern history, something shocking was discovered. The sarcophagus was empty. No mummy, no treasure, nothing. The sarcophagus is too big to fit through the narrow passageways leading into the chamber. This means it must have been placed inside the room before the pyramid was even built. Some people believe this room was never meant to be a tomb at all. But if it wasn't a tomb, then what was it for? Another strange room inside the pyramid is called the Queen's Chamber. But here's the strange thing. No queen was ever buried here. Two small shafts rise from the chamber, leading upwards, but they don't seem to go anywhere. They are too small for a person to fit inside, and for years, nobody knew why they existed or where they led. Connecting the different chambers inside the pyramid is a passage called the Grand Gallery. It is one of the strangest places inside the pyramid. because its design is unlike anything else in ancient Egyptian architecture. The walls rise at a perfect angle, creating an optical illusion. The passage is exactly aligned with the stars. Some believe it was not just a simple hallway, but something more. Was it a power chamber? Was it built to carry energy? Was it part of a scientific or religious machine that we no longer understand? Nobody knows. And the mysteries don't stop here. In 2017, using advanced scanning technology, scientists made a shocking discovery. There is another massive hidden space inside the pyramid, a room so big that it is larger than the king's chamber. And yet, no one has ever been inside it. Nobody knows how to enter it. What is inside? Why it exists? But here's the strangest part. The Egyptian government has forbidden further investigation. What could be inside this lost chamber that they don't want the world to see? Some people believe it could contain ancient artifacts with secrets that could change history. It could be the real burial place of Pharaoh Khufu. Or it could hold something far more mysterious. But until today, it remains sealed. Now here's something that will blow your mind. Scientists have discovered that the Great Pyramid creates a strange energy field. In 2018, researchers found that the pyramid concentrates electromagnetic energy in certain chambers. Some believe this means the pyramid was not just a tomb, it was built for a greater purpose. Was it a power generator? Was it used to connect with the stars? Was it built using lost knowledge that we don't understand today? Have you ever wondered why modern technology is being used to explore the pyramid? Have you ever heard of the Dendera light, an ancient Egyptian mystery that some believe proves the Egyptians had electricity? And did you know that the Great Pyramid is taller than modern skyscrapers if we consider what's beneath it? For thousands of years, people have tried to explore every part of the Great Pyramid, but many areas are still sealed off and hidden. The pyramid has tiny tunnels that are too small for any human to enter. Some of them lead to unknown places, and no one knows what is inside. That's why, in recent years, scientists have started using advanced robots to go where no human has ever gone before. One of the most famous robots sent into the pyramid was called Jade. It was a small, remote-controlled robot with a camera, designed to explore the narrow, mysterious shafts inside the pyramid. When scientists sent the robot into the queen's chamber, it traveled through a tunnel so small that no human had ever been inside. As it moved forward, it reached a tiny stone door with two copper handles. This was already strange because nobody understood why such a door existed inside a pyramid. The robot used a small drill to make a hole in the stone door. Then it sent a tiny camera inside to see what was behind it. What it found was shocking. Behind the door was a small hidden chamber. But instead of finding a passage or an empty space, the camera discovered something very unusual. Red markings on the walls that looked like ancient symbols. These symbols had never been seen before, and nobody knows what they mean. Some believe they are secret codes left by the pyramid's builders. Others think they could be evidence of lost knowledge. And here's something even more surprising. Another robot was sent into a different shaft, and it found yet another hidden door, leading to another unknown chamber. Why would the ancient Egyptians create secret rooms inside the pyramid that no one could enter? Were they hiding something? And why is it that even today, after all our modern technology, we still can't unlock the pyramid's full secrets? One of the most fascinating discoveries about the Great Pyramid is its exact location on Earth. If you look at a map, you will see that it is built precisely at the center of the landmass of the Earth. If you take a world map and measure the distance from the Great Pyramid to the North Pole, the South Pole, the East, and the West, you will find that it is placed perfectly in the center. The Great Pyramid is aligned perfectly with true north. Even with all our modern tools, we struggle to align buildings with such accuracy. But the ancient Egyptians managed to do it thousands of years ago. The pyramid's position also matches key mathematical and geographical calculations that seem almost impossible for an ancient civilization to know. This raises an important question. How did the Egyptians know where the exact center of the earth was? Did they have advanced knowledge of geography and astronomy? And if they did, where did they get this knowledge from? Some researchers believe this is not a coincidence. They think the pyramid was built in this exact spot for a reason. There is an ancient Egyptian temple called the Dendera Temple, and inside this temple, archaeologists have found something very unusual. A carving on the wall that some people believe is proof that the Egyptians had electricity. The carving shows what looks like a giant glass bulb with a long wire connected to it. Inside the bulb, there is a strange snake-like shape that looks exactly like a modern electric filament, the same kind that is found inside light bulbs today. But how is this possible? The ancient Egyptians lived thousands of years before electricity was discovered. So how could they have known about light bulbs? Some scientists believe that the carving is just a religious symbol, but others think it could be evidence that the Egyptians used some kind of advanced lighting technology inside their pyramids and temples. Inside the Great Pyramid, there are no signs of soot or smoke on the walls, which means they did not use torches to light the passageways. Some researchers believe that the Egyptians may have used some kind of electric lighting to see inside the dark tunnels. If the Egyptians really did have electricity, then this changes everything we thought we knew about ancient history. It would mean they were far more advanced than we ever imagined. Many researchers and historians believe that the pyramids are too perfect, too advanced, and too mysterious to have been built with simple tools. So, the question arises, did ancient Egyptians have help from extraterrestrial beings? It may sound unbelievable, but the more you study the pyramids, the more strange and unexplainable things you will find. Even in today's world, this would be an engineering nightmare. The Great Pyramid is not just big, it is mathematically perfect. The corners of the pyramid align with the four cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west, with an accuracy of 0.05 degrees. Some researchers believe the Egyptians had knowledge of advanced physics and engineering that has been lost to time. Others believe something even more shocking, that the pyramids were not built by humans alone. If you look at ancient Egyptian writings, you will find something very strange. The Egyptians often spoke about beings that came from the sky. They describe these beings as tall, powerful, and with knowledge beyond human understanding. They were known as the Neteru, which translates to the Watchers or the Guardians. According to ancient Egyptian mythology, these beings came from the heavens and taught humanity how to build, farm, and understand the universe. They were described as having great powers, advanced tools, and the ability to fly. Now here's the question. Were these gods just a myth? Or were they real beings who visited Earth thousands of years ago? Some people believe that these Neteru were actually extraterrestrial visitors, beings from another world who came to Earth to help humanity build the pyramids and other great structures. Inside many ancient Egyptian temples, you will find drawings and carvings that seem to depict strange, otherworldly beings. Some of these carvings show figures with elongated heads, large eyes, and strange suits that resemble modern-day astronaut gear. One of the most famous carvings is found in the Temple of Abydos, where hieroglyphs show images that look exactly like a helicopter, a spaceship, and a futuristic aircraft. Skeptics say that these carvings are just misinterpretations, But others believe they are clear evidence that the ancient Egyptians saw something they could not explain and recorded it in their artwork. Could it be that these figures were not just imaginary gods, but real extraterrestrial visitors? One of the most mysterious facts about the Great Pyramid is its connection to the Orion constellation. If you look at the three pyramids of Giza from above, you will notice something incredible. They perfectly align with the three stars in Orion's belt. This alignment is so precise that many researchers believe it was not an accident. According to the ancient Egyptians, their gods, particularly Osiris, the god of the afterlife, came from Orion. They believed that the souls of pharaohs traveled to Orion after death to join the gods. Did the ancient Egyptians simply imagine this story? Or did they have real knowledge of something beyond Earth? Some researchers believe that the pyramids were built as a signal to the stars, possibly as a message to those who came from Orion. Could it be that the ancient Egyptians were trying to communicate with extraterrestrial beings? Or perhaps they were following the instructions of visitors who came from Orion? Historians often say that human civilization developed slowly, but when you look at ancient Egypt, something strange happens. About 5,000 years ago, humans were living in simple villages, farming and making small homes. But then, suddenly, around 4,500 years ago, Egypt became an advanced civilization, almost overnight. They started building massive pyramids. They created advanced mathematics and engineering. They had knowledge of astronomy that even we struggle to understand today. It is almost as if someone gave them this knowledge, someone who already knew how to build massive structures, how to measure the stars, and how to calculate mathematical equations. Could it be that this knowledge did not come from humans alone? When you examine the stones of the Great Pyramid, you will notice something incredible. The cuts on the stone are so smooth and precise that they seem to have been made with advanced tools, possibly even laser-like instruments. Modern engineers say that to achieve such precision today, we would need high-powered saws or laser-cutting machines. But how did the ancient Egyptians do it with simple copper tools? Some experts believe that the ancient Egyptians used a lost technology that we have not yet rediscovered. Others believe they may have had help from beings who had access to advanced tools. Could this be evidence that aliens provided ancient Egyptians with technology far beyond their time? For thousands of years, the Great Pyramid has stood like a silent guardian, watching over humanity, holding its secrets deep within its stones. Scientists, archaeologists, and historians have studied it for centuries, but the more they discover, the more mysterious it becomes. The Great Pyramid is not the only mysterious structure in the world. The pyramids in Mexico, built by the Mayans and Aztecs, look almost identical to the Egyptian pyramids. The pyramids in China, hidden beneath the forests, are built with the same mathematical precision as the ones in Egypt. The pyramids of Bosnia, recently discovered, are even older than the Great Pyramid. These civilizations were thousands of miles apart, with no way of communicating with each other. And yet, they all built the same structures, with the same mathematical knowledge, and aligned them with the same stars. Is this just a coincidence? Or is it evidence that someone or something was guiding them? The Great Pyramid is not just a monument. It is a message, a symbol of something far greater than we can imagine. It reminds us that there is still so much we do not know. It teaches us that human potential is far beyond what we believe. If ancient civilizations could achieve such impossible things, then what are we truly capable of today? Maybe the pyramid is challenging us. Maybe it is telling us, do not stop questioning. Do not stop searching. The truth is waiting to be found. The mystery of the pyramids is more than just history. It is a lesson. A lesson that reminds us to dream bigger, push further, and never accept the limits that the world places on us. Because the real power is not in the stones of the pyramid. The real power is in the human mind. The ability to think, to question, and to believe in the impossible. Maybe one day we will unlock the final secret of the pyramids. Or maybe the pyramids were never meant to give us answers. Maybe they were meant to inspire us to ask better questions.